There are shows with psychics.
And there are shows with doctors.
But there's no show like The Psychic and the Doc.
Your practical paranormal power unleashed.
This show synthesizes the talents of world-class medium Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer, psychic explorer,
and street-smart spiritualist, behavioral psychologist, Dr. Pat Vasili. All subjects are on the table, and no topic is taboo. Inspiration, insight,
action, and fun as Mark Anthony connects callers with loved ones in spirit.
In tandem with Dr. Pat's fresh, no-nonsense, street-smart, intuitive insights. And she is hilarious.
Extraordinary problems
require extraordinary solutions, which may come from this side
or the other side. This is The Psychic
and the Doc. And it starts now.
Like when we say, and it starts now. Like, what are we talking about? We're talking about like it starts now. 1-800-930-2819. This is our monthly, actually bi-weekly, bi-monthly. I don't even know the right thing for that. Live call-in show about A Midsummer's Night Dream.
And, you know, this is not just, all right, first off, it is midsummer. And it's not just a Midsummer's Night's Dream, but tomorrow is Friday the 13th. So we have a very special show. And Dr. Pat, being a world-renowned psychologist, you are more than well aware of frigatriskaidekaphobia, a fear of Friday the 13th. So I got a question for you, Dr. Pat.
Yeah.
Okay. So according to the reports that I've read, there's something like 21 million Americans are actually have a phobia, a real fear of Friday the 13th. And it's estimated that U.S. businesses lose close to $1 billion in revenue every Friday the 13th because people won't travel. They don't want to go to school. They won't drive. They don't go to work. So my question is, with COVID rates on the rise, do you think this Friday the 13th will actually show a dip in COVID rates for one day?
No.
Okay. Okay. I love Dr. Pat. She's a, she, you know,
I didn't think about that question because that was like a damn math question. will it show a trip? I think you're right about the travel. I think you're right about Friday the 13th and the phobia about Friday the 13th. It's real. Anytime you say the word phobia, please, we need to just honor and say we respect that. And you don't know why we get a phobia of the 13th. All we know is that the history of it has caused us to have a phobia or fear. Now, the difference between a fear and a phobia is that, you know, when you are taken over by something, and I mean taken over by it, where you can't basically get out of your house or your home, that there's some real harm you think is going to happen.
Right.
Right. You're switching from fear, flight and flight, fight, flight. I have another one. I call it fight, flight, and bite.
And bite?
So, yeah, bite.
Hey.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say this on my own show, but on my own network. But I worked with a therapist once, and I just love, I mean, the woman saved my life. But I thought I'd come in all smart, like I was in my master's program, and I was like, flight and flight. She says, no, it's flight and fight and bite. I said, why? Why is that? She said, because you just got to be doing all like bite me when it comes to fear. You can't be doing fight and flight. She says, that's crazy. Who does that? You got to look fear in the face and say, bite me. Now, honestly, that is such a really slang term for this show. But I'm saying, Dr. Juanita Lovett, you heard it first. That was her word to me. And I guess she knew how to get to me. But today, we're really talking about what happens with this time of year. There is a change. By the way, there was a new moon that making a lot of other people a little bit like, but Friday the 13th will stop people from doing just about anything, Mark.
Yeah, it will. And, you know, when we named this show A Midsummer Night's Dream, now, obviously, that's the Shakespeare play. But what's cool about that play, it's essentially a fantasy. It takes place in a garden and there's, you know, supernatural, there's fairies and magical beings and things like that. So what we're doing on this show, because a lot of people are afraid of spirit communication and they think that there's something negative about it. Well, guess what? We're dispelling that. Okay, because Dr. Pat, she's logical, scientific, and she's a psychologist.
Oh my God, nobody has called me logical ever.
Oh, I've been working with you long enough. You are logical because I see when people come,
they're going to call in and they're going to say, "Did he say conjugal?" No, he didn't conjugal. Say that.
Yeah,
word.
But it's how you assess it and how you present it to them, and it makes them
process oriented.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's why we're taking calls from listeners. The call in number is 1-800-930-2819. I've noticed on Facebook people that are watching this on Facebook Live, they'll write in the chat box, "Oh, do a reading on me." Guess what? Dr. Pat and I are not looking at Facebook right now. Why? Because we're doing the show.
I know.
If you want a reading, you have to pick up this device called a telephone and call us, and we will be more than happy to take your call.
But I will say this. Let me just say this about the show. What I will say about it is we are monitoring Facebook. That is something we really do. And by the way, Edvin's probably doing it. Jessica, I don't know. You know, we monitor it.
Yeah, there's people monitoring it. It's just that Dr. Pat and I are
doing the show. No, we're not, because we're so focused on all of you. Like, this call-in show is about you all. We're dedicated, committed to this, right? Dedicated and committed.
Absolutely. And because we want to give our attention to the callers, and what better time to do readings than on Midsummer's Eve?
Yeah. What does that mean to you, Mark? Let's dig a little bit deeper. Can we have like a deeper dive here, and then we'll kind of go to the phones?
Well, if you look at the seasons, in the metaphorical sense.
Metaphorical and then the Shakespearean sense.
Then the Shakespearean. It's summer. This is the time of plenty, the time of strength, renewal, at least in the Northern Hemisphere. For our listeners in the Southern Hemisphere, it's winter there. But this is a time when you should be grounded and focused. And that you also, because of the weather, you have the freedom to do things, to go outside that you don't have. And, you know, you look at spring as childhood, summer is adulthood when in your prime, autumn is when things start to wind down, and winter marks the transition from the material world to the other side. So for me, this is prime time in the year and in our lives.
And can we give a shout out, right, for a minute, for people that don't know about this? This is like an interesting thing. You have to think about the Shakespeare guy for a minute. You just have to think about what some people call. Was he the first? Just saying, don't know for sure. Was Shakespeare the first to come up with a theme or theme, thematic? Was he the first to build that relationship with Queen Hippolyta, with the queen, the Amazon queen? So you got the Duke of Athens and the Amazon queen. She is in the movies. In the Wonder Woman.
Yes, she is.
She is by playing one of my greatest actors, you know, Connie Nielsen. So, you know, so like, how did this man tap into something like with this that now is a multi-million dollar, almost billion dollar franchise?
Good I know. Isn't that amazing? Well, you know, it'd be funny because I was interviewed recently, and And the interviewer said, if you could, you know, meet anyone in history, you know, who would that be? All right. So let's assume that we could warp Shakespeare here right now and say, oh, look, you know, your Midsummer's Night Dream led to this, and then show him Wonder Woman. You know, now that would be interesting just to see his reaction, I think.
Yeah, totally. And, you know, I got to give a shout out a little bit, if you don't mind, and then let's go right to the phones.
Okay.
You know, when you bring things to the forefront, what we're seeing is a new level of respect for what Hollywood has called older actors, women yes. actors.
Yes.
A new respect by putting Connie in that role, Connie Nielsen. If you don't know who Connie Nielsen is, you got to go watch that other show that it was, The Gladiator. Go check her out over there. It was such, for me, a refreshing, how should I call it? Uplifting, yeah. Because they didn't have to. Given the age of Gal Gadot, they didn't have to do that. They could have done something different. But this is the Midsummer's Night Dream for all of you. We want to hear from you. We want to know what you have to say. And we're going to just crank it right over to Edvin. Edvin, who do you want to put on first?
So we have Jane from North Carolina at the moment.
Great. Okay. Let's have Jane on.
Hey, Jane. You're on air.
You're live on The Psychic and the Doc. What happened to my voice right there? Hi, Jane. Jane.
Not sure.
Hi,
why.
Jane. You called Jane. In. We're here, Jane.
Hello, Jane.
I know. Let's okay. Let's go to Mary from LA.
Okay.
Jane, if you're there, I know you probably went to get some kind of snack or something. Come back to the phone. We'll be talking to you. All right, let's go. Mary from L.A. Hi, Mary. Are you there?
You're Mary, live you're on
the
air?
Psychic in the Dock.
Oh, hi. Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Hi, am I? Oh, I thought you were going to Jane. Hi, this is Mary.
Hi, Mary.
We went from Mary to Jane.
Hi, Pat.
Hi.
Hi, Mark. So-so. How are you guys?
You know, it's an interesting day. So-so is like a really good word, but you know, I've got a few tools here that I'm going to get for so-so to so sweet. And I bet you will after talking to Mark too.
Okay. Hi, Mark. I have a question. My question is, I've been thinking about this a lot. If someone does not help us in this life, if someone hasn't been good to us and then they pass on, could they change? I mean, in the, wherever they go to and their energy is with us, would they be want to help us, or would they do you continue on that same course?
Same
I mean, if we don't like
path.
Someone in
yeah.
this life, do you like them in the next?
You know,
I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
No,
that's a great question.
Dr. Pat, that is a good question.
Yeah.
I mean, first off, when people tend to think of spirits as invisible humans that are basically mm-hmm. a duplicate. Now, when you transition to the other side, what dies is the body, and the brain is part of the body, and the brain houses the ego. And the ego is what causes people to do negative things to other people. Because think about it, Mary, and I'm not targeting you specifically, but whenever you've done anything hurtful, were you acting out of concern for another person, or were you acting in total self-interest? And inevitably, the answer is, yeah. Whenever you harm or hurt or do something, right, because ego, and it's also
even when you're not doing it intentionally.
Correct. And so that's what dies with the human body, and the spirit is pure energy. And I explain this in my new upcoming book, The Afterlife Frequency. I get very heavily into the concept of the energetic shift from the material world to that plane.
Yeah.
So to answer your question directly,
yeah.
Spirits will help you, because I've had a lot of spirits come through that weren't particularly nice to the person that I was doing the reading for when they were here in this world, but now they want to act in a guidance capacity. So that has been my experience.
Oh, that's interesting. And you think that follows through for everyone. So when we cross over, do we become better people? I'm with better people. You know what I mean? Is the soul kinder? You know,
sure. Yes, because the other side is about, and I don't mean to sound all airy-fairy, even though we were talking about fairies in Midsummer's Night's Dream, once again, ego is what gets in the way of love, whereas spirits being pure energy, God, the light is love. So, I mean, I've even, in my first book, Never Letting Go, I wrote a story about a reading that I did where I did a reading for a woman whose son was murdered by a serial killer. He was 11 years old. It was absolutely horrible. And not only did her son, but the killer also came through. And I was like, oh, my God, you know, and I was like, do you want me to try to get rid of him? And she said, no, I want to hear what he has to say. Long story short, even her. Well, her son said he's not evil here. And even though he was on a different frequency than her son was, he explained how in this world he was insane. It's a very, very in-depth story that I don't want to take up, too much time about. But yeah, and so I've conducted hundreds, maybe even thousands of readings where people who were thugs, brutes, murderers, abusive personalities came through, and they're perfectly aware of what they've done. And I didn't have any one of them come through and, well, I'm glad I did that. They all came through and said, I now have the ability to reflect on that, and I'm sorry for the harm I have done.
And then do they try and fix it in some way? Well, I was so terrible to this person when I was alive, so now I'm going to try and help them and guide them and do whatever I can for them, you know.
Well, all right, Dr. Pat, let me put that over. Let me pop the ball over in your court, okay? What do you think a pure, loving, energetic being would do in that circumstance?
So if you're talking about pure love, you're talking about unconditional love, which every human being has been gifted with. It's our birthright. We're born with it. And we can live every day of our life like that. You know what I'm really struck by? If you haven't read the story or haven't heard of this individual, I would love for you to read about Peace Pilgrim. And if you read about Peace Pilgrim,
can you say that again? What is that name?
Her name is Peace Pilgrim. Name? Yeah, P-E-A-C-E Pilgrim. And her story if she would have just walked, because this is what she did. So you're asking about this. And this is what I'm trying to say to you. Each and every one of us has this unconditional element. We have that DNA. We have that thing inside of us. And so if you remove
our children.
Well, but if you remove all of the stuff, better known as crust of life, from you, that is the one thing you cannot remove. You see what I'm saying? You remove, by some magical way, just all of that other stuff, and you know how it plays out in our pop culture? Have you ever seen a movie where the character wakes up and they're like, I don't know who I am?
Yes, of course. 13 going on 30. There are many.
But you ever notice how nice they are? Like how they don't have a remembrance of like all the gnarly stuff they may have done.
That's so true. Yes.
So the message really is, if we're gifted this unconditional love and life, the message really turns out to be, what are we doing every day of our life to make sure that we secure that and don't have that?
That
we use it every day, that we're able to set aside our reaction and our judgment to things. And we're living in a world right now where we're bombarded by media. And so, you know, instead of looking at something with contention, you know, you want to be able to looking at something with connection. See, that's what Mark's talking about. He's talking about unconditional love. And when you're in that space, you are unconditionally connecting with the other soul. Right?
I've only felt that with my children. The real unconditional love is what I feel for them. I don't know if I feel it for anyone else.
And Mary, that's a very good point because I mean, what's more unconditional than a mother's love? Yeah. And when I connect with spirits, and every now and then a spirit will send waves of love to the person that I'm doing the reading for. And, you know, that sensation comes through me, and I understand, or at least get a couple seconds of that vast unconditional love, you know, and people talk about God, and God is love, because love is energy, light, positivity. And so that unconditional love that you're able to feel for your, or that you are privileged and gifted to feel for your children, is essentially a glimpse of what the other side is. I like the Hindus have an expression that when you look into the eyes of someone you love who loves you back, you're catching a glimpse of God.
Oh, that's beautiful. It's going to make me cry. That's beautiful.
Yeah. Let me just leave you with this, Mary. When you read about Peace Pilgrim, and you read about her story, I'd like you to not read it from your left brain. I would like for you to like read it.
Because I'm crying right now.
Yeah, and that's the place to read it. You're going to be reading about a woman who had a pilgrimage in the early 50s, after the war and after nuclear annihilation. And she made a vow to remain a wanderer until mankind has learned the ways of peace. That was her vow. And she crisscrossed the United States 6 times. She wore a tunic over her clothes. She only had a comb and a toothbrush and a pen and a map and leaflets to pass out. Never carried money. Never took money unless somebody offered it to her. And she rarely went hungry. But there's something that happened to her that I don't want to share on air because it's the punchline. There's something so absolutely, if it were anyone but Peace Pilgrim, if it were you and me, we would have been frightened beyond belief.
The thought is frightening to walk around
if you read this experience, if you read about
I'm going to get that today on Kindle.
Yep. There was a shocking experience that happened with her. And
she survived this step? She wasn't hurt by anyone?
It's not just that she survived it. How she survived it. It's how she survived it. But she has become symbolic for so many people, right?
Oh, I can't wait to read. Yeah. Because I wonder, you know, when I pray and I talk to the people that I loved, who loved me, who are gone, and then there are some that should have loved me but didn't. And I wonder, should I speak to them too, or should I just ignore them? For example, my father. And I think you've answered that.
If you come from unconditional love, you the word should isn't in your vocabulary ever. Mm-hmm. It's never there. There is a pure knowing that is inside. It's a pure knowing. And, you know, there are many things now being written about the spiritual DNA, or, you know, that spiritual part of our brain. And, you know, I think there's a very good reason. Creator God, whatever you believe, universe, whatever you want to call it. I think there's a very good reason we have only been given 7 or 8% of our brain to use in the logical materialistic world. Because can you imagine if this is who we are with that? What is the possibility of elevation for us?
It's great. I know. I don't think I can imagine it. It blows your mind.
I watch a lot of movies, so I get a lot of my information from movies. Thank you for calling in. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, guys.
Yeah, so much.
Thank you.
Great questions.
Before we go to break, Mark, please tell folks how they can find out about you. And people are like, where's the book?
The book is coming. It's due for release on October 5th. And you know what? I'm also booked on an incredible show that morning. It's called The Dr. Pat Show. And oh, wait, that's my co-host for other show. Yeah, Dr. Pat, you are the kickoff show for my new book, The Afterlife Frequency. Yeah, and if people, if you want to pre-order the book, go to my website, afterlifefrequency.com. Please sign up for my newsletter. Also, you can find out about booking a session with me. And on the website, afterlifefrequency.com, you can click on the button to, which will take you right to the Amazon page. And I understand my publisher said that they're already in a second printing for the amount of pre-orders. So I'm humbled and honored by that.
Wow, I love it. And again, Mark, people can contact you. They can schedule time with you, all of the above. They can find out what events you're going to be at, the whole deal.
Absolutely. Just by going to my website, afterlifefrequency.com, and you can find out about readings. Please sign up for my newsletter. You can order my books. You can look at videos. And there's a free resource on my website called Grief Management. And for those of you who are coping and struggling with the loss of a loved one, there's many coping techniques, advice, and inspiration there as well. So thank you, Dr. Pat. I appreciate that.
I love it.
Yeah, right. And we'll be taking calls right when we get back from break.
We got people waiting. That's what I love about this.
I'm ready.
All right, everybody, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to Boss Up Babes, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at TransformationTalkRadio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit SharingLoveAndLightShow.com.
Get empowered. TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We're back in that jazz mood, aren't we? I don't know. What happened to the rap music, Benny?
So, oh my gosh.
There you go.
Thank you, Benny.
I like it.
You're welcome.
I'm going to play that in my car.
Boy, I got to have me some baked something now. I'm telling you.
Get in the groove with Dr. Pat and her guests on Transformation Talk Radio. It's always something new around here. Visit thedrpatshow.com.
Champion your life with me, Leanne Champion, first and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with monthly guest host Karen Benton. Tune in for powerful conversations about health and wellness. Karen brings unique insights rich with humor and science to her discussions with experts in medicine, movement, psychology, spirituality, and so much more. Don't miss Karen on The Truth Is Funny every third Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to The Psychic and the Doc. Hey, Mark, do you know what I did the other day?
What?
I listened to the original mix I did of the show.
Really?
The one that you and Rocky went like that on. And I listened to it the other day. It's the one where I start out with Mozart. Right? Just so you know, in order to prep everybody, in order to prepare for a show like this, a lot of moving parts go into it. So yes. When you see on Facebook the opener of the show, that's what I'm talking about. Or the music, a lot of thought. You know, we ask people, you know, what they think. And we had a couple of different versions of this. And the reason I bring it up is because sometimes when you're together, it's a collaborative effort. And that, you know, that is the message to Mary as well. You know, these, when you come from unconditional love, you're a part of something so much bigger. It's not even a word of collaboration when you come from love consciousness. It doesn't exist because it's just your state of being. And what I didn't say, and I want to leave her with, and then let's go to Jane and Donna, is that we don't have to really work at being it. We have to work at not being it. Oh, that was profound. Did I say that? That was good. Oh my God, Edvin, you got to get that thing out.
Yeah, Edvin, that's a clip that's one of them.
Oh, I got that's that. Like, I got to think about what that means. Let's go to the phone, Edvin, if I can.
That's going to be on Pinterest.
Do we have Jane?
Jane,
you're on the air?
Hi, Jane. Come on.
Does Jane exist?
I can't wait to speak with you, Jane.
Jane, are you there?
Hi, can you hear me?
Oh, Jane, yes. You're live on The Psychic and the Doc. It's so great to hear from you. How can we help you?
Oh, well, I really appreciate this opportunity and for the show. Thank you so much.
All right. Now, do me a favor. Do me one little teeny favor. I don't ask very much. If you're on a cell phone or a speaker phone, make sure you're close to the mic so we can hear you really, really well. If you're on a landline, same thing.
Okay, can you hear me better now?
Yeah, your big, big voice.
Okay, how's this?
Very good.
All right, Jane. All right, Jane, what do you need?
I know, quickly, right? My God.
No, we're not going to be quick. Mark just keeps getting people talking to him. He wants to know if they're for you.
I'm looking to speak with my father.
Okay.
And I don't know if you can connect with him.
All right, hold on, Jane. Deep breath, relax, and let's take the negativity out of I don't know if. How about I welcome my father into the energy?
All right.
Reframe it like that. Okay, now. Sometimes the person that you want to hear from may not be the first one to come through. Normally when I do readings, like private readings, I spend about 10, 12 minutes going through my process. So just bear with me because there is a male energy coming through and I'm getting a very bitter taste in my mouth. Now the bitter taste is indicating to me that something was going on with his whole biochemistry prior to passing. And also the bitter taste is an indication that he very well, it tastes like he was on a lot of medications because I get this bitter metallic type taste in my mouth. And I'm also getting a lot of pains in my head. Now, when I say my head, that's him transmitting these symptoms to me. This poor guy was in a lot of pain. I'm getting pain in my head, bitter metallic taste in my mouth, and my low back is absolutely killing me, getting issues with the kidneys, with the bladder, with the urinary tract. I'm also feeling things in his lower GI tract and colon. This guy was really, really ill prior to passing, and I'm getting electrical shocks and tingles throughout my body, which is indicating there could have been seizures, spasms, and/or neurological component in addition to all these other things. Does any of that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, great. So with your father?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, did you buy celery or chop a bunch of celery today? And I just don't fling out random vegetables hoping to get a hit. But your dad is just like giving me bunches and bunches of celery. What is with you and celery?
Oh, my God, that's so funny. I'm thinking of doing a juice cleanse.
Woohoo! All right. Let me guess. What's the main ingredient?
That's it. Celery.
Yeah, that's celery. Okay.
I think he wants me to do that. Okay.
Yes, yes, he does. Also, that's what I call verifiable fact following the message. When a spirit gives us a message of an explanatory advisory nature, in other words, he came in and gave symptoms associated with his decline and passing, and that's advice and explanation. And then when they follow it up with an objectively verifiable fact, celery, you're thinking of doing a juice cleanse, which is mainly celery or a primary ingredient. That verifiable fact of celery is how the spirit is letting you and I know that we've properly received and interpreted the message. And there's more to it than just that. The celery also indicates that your dad is around you and aware of what is happening in your life. Now, this spirit, I keep getting, I feel like I want to puff off a cigarette. And I'm an ardent non-smoker, okay? But I'm getting this whole cigarette thing, and he's taking this cigarette and sticking it in an ashtray. And it's not just any ashtray. So remember those ashtrays that kind of had the beanbag bottoms on them? Anyway, was there something about you or your dad with smoking and needing to stop smoking that would make sense to you in any way, Jane?
My dad smoked, yeah.
Your dad smoked. Okay, so that's an identifier about him. All right. So, and he said that you have a good head for finances, but lately your head is not focused properly on your finances. Now, I don't want you telling us about your stock portfolio, finances, or all that. But does that make sense to you?
Maybe.
In what way?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I haven't really done anything crazy financially.
But he said that lately your head is not in your finances. Is there a financial decision or issue that you're just not, that you have to make, that you're kind of avoiding or delaying?
No.
I want you to think about that one, because I really feel that this is a big issue and it may not have presented itself yet. The other issue, when he focuses on you, I'm feeling a lot of eye strain. Okay. So like I'm getting in my right eye, I'm twitching a lot. Are you either getting a lot of eye strain, or are you supposed to get your eyes checked?
Not to my knowledge.
When's the last time you had your eyes checked, Jane?
I don't know. I guess it's been a while.
what are we going to make an appointment to have done? And let me tell you something. Sometimes spirits may bring up something that may seem flippant or innocuous like this, and it could actually be they're trying to direct your attention to head off at the pass a more serious issue. So I highly, with every fiber of my being, I believe that you need to get into your ophthalmologist and get an eye exam. Okay. So your dad is definitely looking over you. Other than that, he said that for the most part, it looks like you're pretty well in charge of your life. You're pretty well in charge of your life. So you're getting some kudos, but he said, get her to the eye doctor.
Okay.
Dr. Pat? Great.
I anytime anything like that comes up, that's the first thing that happens to me. But I want to leave you with this. I'd like you to take a look at this metaphorically. I really think that for me, I don't know. What's your vision for yourself?
Interesting. That makes sense.
That was a really low. That was a low Jane right there. What did you say your vision was for yourself?
I said that makes sense. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Perfect. See, it doesn't mean you don't go to the eye doctor. Usually when messages come through like this, you know, for me, I go and I think about there's a vision in your heart and it's just waiting to come forward. And if you're going to do that juice cleanse, man, what I'm saying to you, if you're really going to do the juice cleanse, like you said, you're going to do it, get yourself some quiet time and a pad.
That's a great idea.
Okay. Yeah. Let us know how you make out. Okay, Jane?
Okay, I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome. Wow.
You know, Dr. Pat, I want to, first off, thank you. And what I want to say to the listeners is what makes this show unique is, see, when I'm doing a reading for somebody, I'm reporting on what the spirits are transmitting to me. And sometimes it makes sense directly with the client, the recipient. Sometimes it doesn't right away. But the beauty of this show is that you have Dr. Pat, because she's an objective observer, plus she's been around psychics enough and me enough to start to see the metaphors that are part of the messages, because I felt very heavily that this was an eye care issue. But as I explain in all my books, including The Afterlife Frequency, messages have multiple meanings. And Dr. Pat is second to none at identifying the metaphors and the allegories that are part of spirit communication. Yeah. So that's what I wanted to explain. That's one of the reasons that we decided to do this show, because this doesn't happen on any other show.
Yeah, it's so fun, isn't it? It's so powerful.
It's great. I mean, I love working with you, because it's like I'll report things and then you're like, well, I think it could mean this. And then I'm thinking about it, it's like, wow, that really does make. Well, think of like the word WIND. Is it wind or is it wind? It simply depends on the context. But if you just look at it, you might think one thing when in actuality it means something very different.
Yeah. You know, and I love that about what we're doing. And, you know, it shows up on different shows. And thanks for kicking it back to me. Now, Edvin, I know we've got more people and we've got some time. Who do we want to speak with next?
All right. So we do have Donna from New York.
Hi, Donna.
Donna, you're on the air.
You're live on the Psychic in the Dark.
Hi, Dr. Pat and Mark. Thank you very much, Donna, for taking my call.
Yeah, great to hear from you, Donna. How can we support you?
Yes. Mark gave me a beautiful reading about 4 months ago, shortly after my husband passed.
Oh, I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you. And I'm feeling very, very overwhelmed right now. There's a lot going on in my life. And I'd like to know if my husband has any messages for me.
You know, sometimes spirits do these really flippant things, but there's a reason. Please forgive me, but I'm hearing Volare. I'm hearing that song. and I don't mean to laugh, but I don't know if he's trying to cheer you up or there's something about that that song Volare, or I get something that there could be an issue going on with you and a motor vehicle, a car. You're having some type of problem or issue with a car, but I keep getting this Volare. Does that make any, I know that's weird, but does that make any sense to you?
Well, that particular song does have special meaning. As far as the car is concerned, I don't drive anymore. I mean, I was in a bad car accident, and I just can't get back into the car. Mm-hmm. But the car accident was not recent. It was a while ago, so, you know, he was very aware of that, and he used to drive me around all over because I was too afraid to drive anymore.
It
makes sense.
Mm-hmm. See, this is a perfect example of what we were just talking about, a multiple meaning message. Volare, the song, makes sense. Issues with cars make sense, and that brings us to a fear, which Dr. Pat was talking about at the beginning of the show about phobias. And I like what you said, Dr. Pat, that a lot of times when people, oh, you have a phobia, and they give you this scorn. Well, there's a reason people have these deep-seated fears. Mm-hmm. And so I think I understand what her husband's trying to say, but I want to get your take on it, Dr. Pat.
I think this is what this is my take on it. And thank you so much for sharing what you just shared. Yes,
thank you.
You know, those of us that have been in car accidents, you know, several of them, they're traumatizing event. And one of the things that I become an advocate for after car accident I had in 2012 was how little we pay attention to the mental and emotional impact. And when you compound that with a loved one that became your warrior, your guardian, you know, your soul protector, so to speak, you know, the protector of your joy, more or less, driving you around, caring about that, acknowledging that, that's witnessing in life. When there is someone like that, that's witnessing. And, you know, for me, what we can do is send you the brightest lights we have energetically and spiritually for Mark and I. That's what we can do because you're on a healing journey.
It's so hard. It's so hard.
I
completely agree with what Dr. Pat just said. And I want to add my interpretation is the fear. And, you know, bravery and courage doesn't mean that you're not afraid. It means that you do it even though you are afraid. And I believe what your husband, first off, the song Valari has some emotional significance to you. Secondly, by bringing up the fear and the phobia, what I believe he's conveying is he knows that you're afraid. He knows how you feel that your life is falling apart, but he also has confidence and faith in you that you're going to be brave enough to endure it. And so you know, people think, oh, a hero, people with courage, like, you know, they're never afraid. Not true at all. The bravest people I have known, and I'm going to talk about my dad for a minute. He was a Navy SEAL, and he said that going into battle was absolutely terrifying. He said, but you did it anyway. And so your life and the difficulties going on in your life is your battle, is your war, but you do have the inner strength, the fortitude to get through this despite the fear.
And that's what we want to leave you with. That's what we want to leave you with, because, you know, those of us that have been on healing journeys and those of us that know what it's like, you know, it's not like going into your medicine cabinet, taking an aspirin or something. You know, it's not really what that's like. For some people, it is like that. And then for those of us, you know, hold on to your, what this is what I say to people I coach. Hold on to your joy intention. So I work with women, and I work with women in recovery. And every time I tell, they get an intentions list. I get this intentions list. Everybody wants to win the lottery. Okay. Once we get beyond that, then the number one intention you must set before you even ask for a material thing is the intention of unprecedented, unbound, unmodified joy.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
Yes.
And you find it in any way in your day, and you hold on to it for as long as you can. Okay?
I'll try.
That's all you can do.
That's all you can do. That's trying is a huge part. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, thank you. I sat on a couch for a year.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Please let us know. Please call back in a future show. Okay, we're ready to roll here again. My heart is so open today, Mark.
Yeah.
Folks are really...
It is. Really, it's a special show.
What a beautiful
show.
Group of people. Oh, my
Absolutely.
Goodness. Edmund, who do we want to go to next?
We got Sally from Oregon. Sally, you are on the air.
Hi, Sally.
Hey, Sally.
Hi, Dr. Pat and Mark. How are you?
Hey, it's great to hear from you. How can we help you today?
Well, I too had a reading with Mark before, and actually not too long ago, and you know, afterwards, it really did all fall into place, and I felt so stupid because some really obvious things that I just, it was so obvious, and then I didn't comprehend it at the time, and so I guess
don't beat yourself up, because a lot of times when you're on the spot, you're nervous, and let's face it, spirit communication isn't texting or instant messaging. You know, I mean, it's not always, you say it's obvious, but you know, it takes time to process it. So thank you for saying that. And so how can we help you tonight?
Yeah.
Well, I'm wondering if my father has any messages for me or anything that he wanted me to know.
What? He's pulling me immediately into Valentine's Day because he just held up a card with a big red heart on it. So there's got to be either something about Valentine's Day or significance connected to you or him or someone close to you within the month of February. So that could be births, deaths, anniversaries, or events connected to your dad, you, or someone close to the two of you within the month of February. Does that make any sense to you?
You know, it's funny because that was definitely something that came up before in the number 14. And I know my grandfather was born in February, and I know that he was the first one that came through when we had our reading. And like it was so funny because I remember you talking about a Raspberry Beret song all makes so much sense. Oh, well, okay, it all makes sense now, but. So, you know, I don't know about the Valentine's Day.
Don't worry about it because stop. The 14 in the February may be it. Okay. So don't, not criticizing. It's sometimes people hyperanalyze. Well, I got to figure out what February, you know, it's like, no, it's February and 14. Okay. They keep presenting me with a hypodermic needle. Is there something going on with you that involves an injection or some type of medical testing? Because they keep showing me a hypodermic needle. And I don't want to jump to the conclusion that they're saying you need to get vaccinated. This could be an issue with maybe diabetes or a blood test or something else. But I keep getting a very clear image of a hypodermic needle and that this is something. Did you ever have a meningitis, or did someone close to you have meningitis?
No.
The reason I'm saying this is be careful about immediately going to no. In my new book, I call that the no syndrome. People say no. And then later, like, oh yeah, because what it is, not only am I getting a hypodermic needle, but I'm feeling tingling at the bottom of my spine. And the way to test for meningitis is a spinal tap where they go in and let me tell you, it's not pleasant. I had to have one once when I was like 20, and it's like, I can still feel it. But there is something about some type of medical testing that they are concerned about with you. Does that make any sense to you? Are you supposed to go in for blood work, blood test? But this is what I'm getting.
Yeah. They've been doing testing on me for a long time. Well, since last spring. my doctor says it's a long process sometimes to figure out what is wrong. And I mean, I do have some back problems, but they just think it might be.
Okay, so problems and feeling that. Okay, here's the message. Stick with it. All right. You've got to stick with these treatments. All right. Because what I'm getting particularly from your dad is that you're ready just to say, I don't want to do this anymore. And he's saying, no, stick with it. And he's holding up a cautionary sign. It looks like a yield sign. Question. I'm getting like a dip in the road and a yield sign. Is there near where you live, where you drive, is there like a dip in the road and possibly a yield sign?
I don't know. This is like when talking to you before, it's like that thing right off the top of my head, but I do drive for a living. So
Okay. Hold on. I'm seeing a dip in the road in a yield sign, and this is a cautionary message. So you drive for a living. If you are coming to an intersection or a place where there's like, when I say dip in the road, driving along, there's a dip, and then coming out of the dip, I see a yield sign. You have to exercise extreme caution.
There you go.
All right, Dr. Pat?
That's exactly it. A couple things. It sounds like you're on a healing journey to me. It sounds like you've been getting some tests. I think you acknowledge that. Is that correct?
Getting some what?
They've been trying to figure out what's going on. That's my sense of it, right?
Yeah.
What's going on with you, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not a medical doctor. I can only share from my experience. I went for 2 years. 2 years of, we don't know what's wrong with you. Everything from, you have AIDS. And I said, no, I do not have AIDS. Everything from that.
Yeah.
For 2 years. And then a weird event. The angel lady told me to Google T3 and then go to that doctor. And I did. And my doctor, Dr. Nusheen Darvish in Bellevue, said to me, the good news is, and she's so sweet, you don't have a thyroid problem. But we need to figure out what you have. And I stayed with her only to discover what it really was. And sometimes we have to switch up the people we're talking to. Sometimes when we're told things that don't make good sense to us, we just may have to do more exploring, but you have to follow your heart. It doesn't mean you don't keep doing what the medical profession is telling you. But I walked away from my doctor, right, and I made my naturopath and my allopathic doctor work together. And that was the roller coaster ride of my life, but it worked. So you've got to ask more questions.
There are several people. Yeah.
What I'm leaving you with is this. This may not be juicy. You have to ask more questions. It's the hardest thing that is so hard for us women. But you've got to ask questions, even if you think it's the dumbest thing you're asking.
Okay.
You've got to ask.
I will do that.
Yeah. And if you can't ask, I brought 13 people into a medical intervention with me once because I was so sick and not well. I could not even think straight. I brought 13 people. We were in a room with the doctors for 3 hours. Write your questions down. Get the answers, okay?
Okay.
Good. Well, all right.
Thank you so much, you guys.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you.
I really appreciate it. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. God bless. You know, Dr. Pat, it's like we're running out of time.
We are.
And for all the callers that we didn't get to, please call back. We're going to be doing another call-in show week after next because you know what? We have an incredible guest next week, Dr. PMH Atwater, and she is one of the original near-death experience researchers and pioneers. She's brilliant. She's hilarious. She's poignant. And she's our guest next week. And I can't wait to have her on the show.
I love it. Thank you all. Thank you for tuning us in, turning us on. Edvin, thank you for pushing all the right buttons and making Mark and I do what we do. And thank you to all of our support team, Linda, Jessica, everybody out there, and especially Rocky for making this a less rocky road. We'll see you next time. Hey, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to The Psychic and the Doc with Mark Anthony and me, Dr. Pat Basile, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, look, come back next week so we can explore with you more of life's many challenges and learn from fascinating guests. And you know what? Even Mark and me. We'll connect you and discover insights from people in this life and from the afterlife. Extraordinary problems? Yeah, they do. They require extraordinary solutions. But step into the world of possibilities with us on The Psychic and the Doc. That's every Thursday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com. And don't forget, we're also live face-to-face on Facebook.com, Transformation Talk Radio.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.